It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a call, the shot, go!
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn, here's Alexis Downey.
It all comes down to tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, the season on the line, Game 6, with the Vegas Golden Knights leading this second round Stanley Cup playoff series 3-2. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We will be joined by our color analyst, Emerson Needham, here shortly. And then our play-by-play tonight, John Ahlers, will join us as we get closer to the start of this one. Despite the stakes for this game, this Ducks team is very level-headed coming into tonight. Head coach Joel Quenneville enthusiastically told us this morning that we need to be excited for tonight, not just because the team is, but this whole crowd here at Honda Center is going to bring the energy. And that energy in itself is palpable around Coach Q. And it's not any wonder why the guys have managed their emotions with poise through this playoff process and showed so much maturity on the ice and off the ice as well. So we're going to start our pregame show tonight with a good note. Anaheim is 7-0 all time in home game sixes. And on the other side of that, talking about Coach Q, he is 20-6 in game sixes in his coaching career. And in elimination games, Q is 45-28. So some really good stats there for the Anaheim Ducks organization and head coach Joel Quenneville in general. But this Ducks team is also 4-1 this playoffs on home ice, and they have responded well in every loss in this series. The last loss on Tuesday night, 3-2 in overtime. And we're going to start going back to the beginning of that game when Ryan Poehling left the game after a big hit from Braden McNabb. He had a 5-minute major and then also a game misconduct. He had a hearing yesterday and he has suspended one game, so he will not be in the Golden Knights lineup tonight. Ryan Poehling is also out for the Ducks. We don't have too much of an update on his timeline, however, just know that he is not a part of this Ducks lineup tonight. And it was a game on Tuesday, that game five, where we saw a lot of momentum swings with stretches of really solid play despite some little mistakes in the Ducks game. There were no penalties either after the first period. The officials holding their whistles throughout that one. The Ducks were able to outshoot Vegas 36-32. And we saw Beckett Seneca get the first goal of the game. 4 games in a row now he has scored his 5th goal in the playoffs as well. This 4-game stretch, or well, the 5 goals actually has tied the Anaheim rookie record for goals in a single postseason. Bobby Ryan also 5 goals in a playoff series. Olin Zellweger scored the 2nd goal for the Ducks on Tuesday night. He has back-to-back games with points, and he's the 2nd Anaheim defenseman to record points in his first 2 career playoff games. We also saw 2-point games from Mason McTavish and Cutter Gauthier as they both assisted on those 2 goals. Lukas Jostal in the net was really good, stopping 29 of 32 in his 11th playoff start. And tough way to end, of course, in that overtime period where we saw Pavel Dorofeev get his 2nd of the game and that game-winning goal. The Ducks, though, going into this game tonight, do not want to change their approach. That's something Coach Q shared this morning. They want to see contributions from the whole lineup and display their depth coming into this game, despite being without Ryan Poehling. We're going to talk about how they're going to be able to do that a little bit later on. And as I mentioned, Vegas will be without Braden McNabb. They're also going to be without Mark Stone. And the Knights own an all-time record of 8-1 when they take a 3-2 series lead. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything, as we know that these are different teams as a part of these records. Jack Eichel leads the NHL right now with 14 assists in the playoffs. And the Knights have been doing a really good job getting to the net. That's how they've been able to get a number of their goals in the postseason, an area that the Ducks are going to have to defend a little bit better, that slot area here tonight. And Knights head coach John Tortorella shared this morning that he simply wants to see his team be better than the last game. He doesn't look at it as a series closer. It's just a game where he wants this team to continue to step up. And that's something we've also heard from head coach Joel Quenneville for the Anaheim Ducks. This team just getting better throughout the postseason and looking to play their best hockey game here tonight. Also wanted to have a little bit of a side note here. As the Professional Women's Hockey League announced yesterday the expansion of the league to Las Vegas, the team will be sharing T-Mobile Arena with the Golden Knights. So very exciting to see women's hockey continue to expand across the country. Now, this morning after morning skate, I had the chance to catch up with Olin Zellweger following his two great performances in the last two games. Here's what he had to say.
All right, Olin, so this is a big game six for the team. What's kind of the approach going into it?
Just leave it all out there, play our game. We know what we need to do. We know how to play. So it's just about going out there and executing it now.
For you coming into the playoffs, what has been the biggest learning curve so far?
I don't think I've really stopped to try to learn, just try to go out there and play. Just play as hard as I can, try to give the team, what it needs right now. So that's just help out wherever I can and play my game. So, there's no time for that right now. It's just about, competing our hardest, and being ready to go.
Your goal in the last game, it took a second to kind of settle the puck. Do you think that kind of helped with the deception on Carter Hart when you threw it on net?
Yeah, I think for sure. It was a hard pass. I was going to just catch it in one motion and shoot. And it kind of like rolled a bit. So that split second maybe helped. But, just fortunate for that.
You're getting up in the rush a little bit more and also playing with John Carlson in that last game. What were some of the things that, I guess, you liked in your game coming away from that one?
I think just overall just was pretty good. I like playing with John and Morrissey throughout that game. I thought we were all playing pretty well. So I thought we're doing a pretty good job with the puck. It can always be better. But, that we're moving well and defending pretty well. So it's going to be really important that we're even better tonight.
In talking about this game tonight a little bit more, what are some things that you guys maybe talked about that you want to tighten up against Vegas?
Offensively, I think just trying to be a little more connected. I think there's some more chances on the table for us if we can, execute there in the offensive zone. And then, like I said, the puck movement's important, breaking out cleanly so it's not, sustained time on our end. That's really important. And then I think overall the D zone's been pretty good. So just those things where we're trying to keep the puck moving and play to our pace.
Haven't asked you about playing in Honda Center in the playoffs. How different does it feel?
Yeah, it's been the one game I played there was awesome. The fans were, really loud and into it. So it was pretty special. I imagine it'll be just as good or better tonight, so it'll be a big one for us.
We can also agree that the energy and the fans are going to be even better tonight ahead of Game 6. Ducks taking on the Golden Knights. That was Olin Zellweger. We're going to welcome in Emerson Needham. Now, Emmer, we just saw the coaching staff's confidence grow with Olin as the game progressed, giving him those extra shifts. And Olin talked about how he felt he did a good job with the puck and defended tight last game. Can you talk about the emphasis on even more of that, not only with Olin Zellweger, but with the D-Corps in general tonight?
No, 100%. I thought he was fabulous and definitely got better as the game progressed. And Olin had 16:33 of total on ice, 25 shifts. And yes, as the game progressed, the ice time increased for him, just gaining that the trust of the coaching staff, Joel Quenneville and company. So that was great. And how about that? What will be in this upcoming game his, just as far as career-wise, most important game he's ever played in? And a lot of the guys here in the Ducks dressing room can say that. So whether it's Olin Zellweger, whether it's the guy next to him, you talked about playing tight defensively. I'm going to mention two stats that I think is really going to come into play here: block shots. And if you look at that last game, Alexis, block shots, 8 for the good guys, 18 for the Vegas Golden Knights, right? So when I think defensive zone structure, I think, yes, tracking back hard, back checking, lifting sticks, and try to eliminate or at least track back and negate some of those odd man rushes against. But when everything's set up and Vegas has the puck, they need straight lines. They need the wingers stopping and starting, going stick on puck and retracting, projecting out, and they need to be skating so hard. So I'm going to follow up with the second important stats. I just mentioned block shots. How about takeaways? So the play without the puck. So the Anaheim Ducks, they actually had more takeaways than the Vegas Golden Knights last game, but that's got to like double their urgency, their pace, the play without the puck. They need to be lifting sticks. They need to be winning 50-50 puck battles. And I tell you what, those two stats defensively really are going to be the difference here in tonight's game.
Yeah, two good things to point out heading into game six tonight. Ducks taking on the Golden Knights. Warm-ups are about to get going here inside Honda Center. We are just getting going here on our pregame coverage. Make sure to join us when we come back to hear from head coach Joel Quenneville.
Helping people of SoCal isn't just what we do, it's who we are at your SoCal Honda dealers. Look for our team of helpful guys and gals in blue all year long, helping by providing free gas, bringing meals to seniors, supporting teachers and veterans, handing out ice cream, and so much more. And that's not all. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with the great deal. Search your local Honda dealer today.
The long goodbye begins. A very special evening with Journey. Final Frontier Tour. November 24th, Honda Center. Journey. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at journeymusic.com. Your chance to say goodbye to the songs that changed our lives. Journey. Final Frontier Tour.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamabha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy added perks like exclusive rewards at Monarch Beach Golf Links and Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the tier and offer match program at Yamabha Resort and Casino. Voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. Details at yamabha.com. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
BritBox has the best of British TV, period.
Well, let's get started.
The best mystery, period.
I like a good detective story.
The best romance, period.
This is the book that will open the heart, Miss Mary Bennett.
The best drama, period.
Welcome to the grown-up world.
Stream the best British period dramas, including The Lady, inspired by a true story of murder and scandal, and from the world of Jane Austen, the other Bennett sister, only on BritBox. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Pre-game show ahead of the Ducks and Golden Knights. Game six, an important one tonight for Anaheim to keep their playoff hopes alive, with Vegas leading the series 3-2. And yesterday, the day after the Ducks fell in game five, head coach Joel Quenneville spoke with us a little bit more on that game and shared some insights. So let's take a listen to that now.
Look like, at least I know it'll be different because you're starting out down one center, but look like, you know, you were double shifting guys, you know, rotating guys in throughout that space there.
Yeah, we had a lot of options. Our lines were, seemed like every line was kind of different from the other patterns. But, I thought we hung in there, and everybody was filling in different ways, and everybody had different line mates. But I think we've done that throughout the year, and you get in a game like that, and the importance of it. You know, I don't think we should be changing too much in how we play, and one bounce was, went to them.
You have some veterans on this club that have been through this situation. You've been through this situation before, down 3-2. What makes a difference in a game six when you have an elimination game? Like, what's the difference in?
I think both teams probably go into the game thinking they have to win the game, and it's the most important game, obviously, at this point in time in the series, and they play it accordingly. When I say that, it's like you're laying everything on the line, and you want to advance and you want to get back into the series, one of the two options, and it's a, I just think we felt, they every single game, I think they've been. I don't want to say improving, but their game's been they're not going away, and I think they're they got a little momentum on their side with a win last night. The same thing would have been whoever won the game, but I thought every game we don't expect it to get expected exactly to be the pace tomorrow, where it's going to be higher, and the stakes are higher, and that's why it's. The fun grows, so let's welcome it. And whether you're a young guy or an older guy, but there's some guys that have been through it. They can help the younger guys.
Liz, going back to Pele, obviously, it's a critical game and all that. But the human element, maybe standing on the bench for you as a coach, how hard is it to watch one of your players go out? He was obviously in distress.
Yes, that was that's tough to watch. That type of play, it's a tough play. And Pills, he's very useful. He gives us a lot of different versatility and how you apply him. But, certainly hope he's going to be fine. Some things can go.
You mentioned last night the 2015 conference final. Also, a couple years before that, I think you guys were down 3-1 against Detroit and came back to win the series. Do you draw on anything from those experiences? And is there anything you impart, especially to the younger guys who are going through this the first time?
Well, whether it's, I think everybody's been around for a while. There's always some 3-1s being down or 3-2 down or 3-2 up. And it goes one way or the other way, but been on both sides of the equation probably in every number of this series sequence. But it's a, we had Anaheim here 1 year, 15, I think, down. Well, it was basically what I said last night. It was a comparable game. We were down in game five, and we tied it up late and lost first shift in overtime, I think it was, very early. And it reminded me of last night's game. That's why I said it. But, there's still a lot of hockey left.
What are you emphasizing to your guys? I mean, there's been stretches in the series where you've really carried the play and your speed's really shown. And like you said, last game was super tight, one bounced the other way. You're up 3-2. Like, what are you emphasizing to your team?
Be positive. This happens in a series. And we knew it was going to be a long series. It's going to be a hard series. So don't lose the excitement, the competitiveness, and the thrills of coming in on a day like today, knowing that, hey, we got a lot to look forward to. At the start of the season, our goal was to make the playoffs. Now that we're in them, it's not just being in the playoffs. Let's find a way to keep pushing.
Have you been impressed by this young, particularly the young players' ability to stay confident in these situations and bounce back after losses, or is that just young players maybe not knowing how they're supposed to?
Yeah, Cutter, a couple of games ago, I thought he really bounced back into the series and made an impact and has kept going. And, Beckett last night had a heck of a game, did a lot of things that were noticeable, and, he had an impact on the game. So he's excited about this moment, which is nice. They both are, I think, and other guys I'm not mentioning, but they're involved. Jackson, he's been great. Leo's been good. So it's been, not just those guys, but I think that, you need everybody in this situation, and, they're going to be counted on just like the older guys will be.
Joel, on that, you've had different guys step up at different times, and this has been such a kind of a balanced team in itself, and kind of a collective effort. But coaches also say too, when it gets to this point in a series, that your best players need to be your best players. If we've reached that point to where your best maybe needs to have that signature moment or so, that
I think that I'm not a fan of that statement. I've heard it so many times that it gets worn out. But at the same time, I always have got a lot of importance to it. But at the same time, we expect everybody to contribute, and whoever is going to be the leaders or the guy, the hero or whatever, it's a could be a shared responsibility by a line, our defense, or a group of forwards, or goalie. We just want everybody feel a part of it. They all made their contribution, and that stuff sorts itself out.
What are you looking for out of Troy tomorrow, and what has it done for the group? I mean, he's kind of been the foremost of the guys that are gutting through a lot of pain and discomfort, it seems like, in these playoffs.
Yeah, I think that line's been, last couple, three games have been just okay. I think we were looking for, we need something more, maybe from, we'll say all three of them. Yeah. As a line, I think we should expect that line to be contributing.
That was head coach Joel Quenneville yesterday speaking with the media ahead of this game here tonight. We're going to step aside once again on our pregame coverage. Make sure to join us when we come back to hear from Alex Killorn.
The best way to follow the Stanley Cup playoffs is here. The NHL app is your place to get every highlight from every game of every series. Behind-the-scenes playoff content you won't get anywhere else. The most NHL Edge advanced stats, keeping you up to date from round one through the Stanley Cup final. When it comes to following the playoffs, don't settle for anything less. The Stanley Cup playoffs are better on the NHL app.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ducks taking on the Golden Knights for Game 6 here at Honda Center. Warm-ups are still taking place, and fans are rolling in, getting ready to cheer on the Anaheim Ducks, of course, on home ice. And one of those Ducks players that has played a lot of playoff hockey is Alex Killorn. 152 games played in the postseason. He has been in a lot of different situations also in the postseason, of course, winning two Stanley Cups. And we had the chance to speak with him yesterday to hear his thoughts on where this Ducks team is at going into a big game like this.
Well, I mean, I think you kind of just try to play the way you want to play. I think teams that are hesitant or worried about making mistakes typically aren't aggressive and don't make plays in the games. In an elimination game, sometimes guys don't want to be the ones that make the mistakes or whatever, and for their team, they might just try to wait it out. So we just want to kind of play the same way we've been playing. Obviously, been pretty good in instances, and just continue to play a full three periods.
Well, see, those small moments that make the big difference, right? Like last night as well, I guess it's just, how do you try and control those small moments and knowing that, just a pinch or something here can be a big thing?
Well, you try not to worry about little plays like that. I think personally, if you know what you bring and you kind of worry about your own game and know that I'm going to make the plays that I know how to play to make. If everyone does that, typically you kind of play a good game. And those little mistakes that happen, there's usually a guy to back you up or whatever. So I think when guys worry about their own games and know that they're going to bring their best game to an elimination game, things typically go the right way.
Is there a danger of maybe overthinking? Because, I mean, you're out there, everything's happening so fast, you're pretty much just reacting. You know, especially with a younger group, how do you get guys to kind of just chill and play their game, like you said?
Well, I think it's been pretty good in the short sample size that we have of these young guys playing in these moments. We haven't been in an elimination game for ourselves. We've been on the other side of it. But I like to think we've risen to the occasion in a lot of these moments. And our best players have been our best players in those games. So I look forward to that.
Speaking of being on the other side of it, you faced Q, obviously, in the final many moons ago. What have you learned about him being on the other side of it and having him as your coach in the postseason here?
He's got great feel for the game, I think, in terms of the lines, the matchups he creates. And it's pretty inspiring through, you know, we've done a really good job when we have a bad game kind of responding. Not that last game was a bad game. I thought we played a good game. But we're going to have an even better response than we did just because it is an elimination game. So he helps us with that.
So important to have a leader like head coach Joel Quenneville and also a leader like Alex Killorn, who we'll see once again on the second line. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Ducks lineup when we come back. And John Ahlers and Emerson Needham will join us as we get closer to puck drop tonight on Game 6.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Hey, Ducks fans! If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and LA, Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Game 6, Ducks taking on the Golden Knights. 3-2 series lead for the Golden Knights coming into this game. A all-important game for Anaheim tonight. Let's welcome back Emerson Needham and now welcome in for the first time tonight, John Ahlers. John, I mean, this Ducks lineup is going to look a little different because there will not be a Ryan Poehling, although he was not a part of that game for the majority of it in Game 5. Jansen Harkins is going to come in. In terms of that bottom six, how is the team going to adjust with their lineup?
Well, for me, the major adjustment is, having just watched warm-up, and Mason McTavish is going to move back into the middle on that third line in place of Ryan Poehling. We've seen Mason moved around the lineup an awful lot in the second half of the season, particularly since the Olympic break. He's been a healthy scratch a couple of times in these playoffs. He was playing the wing primarily in the postseason. Mason is more involved in hockey games when he plays center. He touches the puck more. He takes faceoffs, plays start with Mason McTavish. And I think, obviously, he's been a better player for Anaheim when he's been able to stay in the lineup and play in the middle. Speaking with Joel Quenneville this morning, he said he has a lot of options when it comes to Mason McTavish. I thought there was a possibility that Tim Walshy could move up. He's still part of that bottom six. He's going to continue to center that fourth line. And Jansen Harkins, who you mentioned, who comes in, is going to start the game on right wing there. But he also can move into the middle. So a lot of options there. Harkins can penalty kill as well. That would be one spot where he might help pick up some of the slack with no Ryan Poehling in the lineup. But you know, one of the other things we talked with Joel this morning about is that this is a do-or-die game for the Anaheim Ducks. Obviously, this is an elimination game for them. So as a coach, his feel for the game and maybe the length of the leash that he has for different players and different looks that he might try throughout this game might be a little shorter than it would be normally. That'll be something to watch.
Yeah, and we know that he has so much experience in the postseason. That helps him into a situation like this tonight. We'll see how the younger players, though, respond in this type of game, although they have stepped up to the plate in all of these playoff games really to this point in the postseason. So Emerson, when you look at the way the neutral zone play has been, I want to talk about that because I know that's something that you and John have touched on in some of these more recent games. So what have you observed there from both teams?
Well, I thought the most dominant performance for the Golden Knights was Game 3, the first game here at Honda Center here in the second round, where the good guys lost 6-2. And one thing I really noticed as the game progressed in that one was the Golden Knights taking away the middle in the neutral zone, forcing the Anaheim Ducks to only one side of the ice, and then they would squeeze off. They would close out right away. They would bait them in and then eliminate. And that was very scary. That was a well-orchestrated system that they had going. I have a hunch that they're going to go back to what worked best, and I point to that game and that neutral zone structure that they had. As far as the Anaheim Ducks are concerned, they've been hit or miss as far as how aggressive their forward one is on the forecheck. Sometimes super aggressive, sometimes a little bit more back. So that's going to be a toss-up for me, as we've seen Coach Q with the lineup being for the most part pretty conservative in projecting what is to come in a lot of the lineups. He's pretty tight-lipped when it comes to that. Same with what he's going to bring to things like the offensive zone forecheck, the neutral zone forecheck, and even defensive zone, the structure. Are they going to be a little bit more aggressive or a little bit more patient on the plays in which they're going to take advantage of? So, look, I look forward to the Anaheim Ducks just being the hungrier squad, whether that be in the offensive zone, in the neutral zone, like you mentioned, or in the defensive zone. They got to be swarming Vegas here tonight.
Well, someone that's fun to watch through the neutral zone is Leo Carlson, and his line is going to be a key for this Ducks team tonight, John. When you look at that line of Chris Kreider, Leo Carlson, and Troy Terry, they've stayed together through this postseason, but Coach Q talked about, you know, how he wants to see them generating and getting time in the offensive zone. How important will it be for this top line to be the top line tonight?
I think it's imperative. He was very candid, I thought, yesterday in addressing the media at the Ducks practice facility. He said, you know, and I thought it was political a little bit too. He said, you know, the last few games, that line's just been okay. Mm-hmm. And that's coach speak for they haven't been good enough. You look at the stats just in this series alone for those players. They are a combined minus 11 in the first five games of this series. And that can't be the case from your top line. I don't care if you're the Anaheim Ducks or who you are in the postseason. You need your best players players to be your best players. Leo Carlson is second in the Stanley Cup playoffs in shots on goal with 41. He got 39 of them in the first nine games. In the last two games, he's got two shots on goal, including zero in game four of this series. So, you know, if you're going to be a number one center, if you're going to be a guy that is looked to lead a team, tonight's the night for Leo Carlson maybe to emerge and show his wares, as well as Troy Terry, whom we expect is probably playing through something. We know he hasn't practiced on off days in this postseason, and he's doing what he can to stay in the lineup. And Chris Kreider as well there. Kreider with just two goals so far in the postseason. One of them came late in Game 3 when the Ducks were down 5-1, and they all count the same. But again, this is a big moment and time for your big line to come through.
And Leo Carlson even said himself this morning, you can't overthink it. And this is this type of game where, as we've said, it's do or die. So having the top line step up is exactly what you need if you're the Anaheim Ducks coming against a Vegas team that we expect to bring a lot of energy. We also know that they have a lot of experience in the postseason, Emerson. Do you think that plays a factor, especially in a series clinching game like this?
Oh, 100%. I feel it has a huge impact on any game, and tonight's here is no different. How about the experience that they brought in last game, right? At one point, not too long ago, this series was all tied up at two apiece. Well, who brought more of a veteran presence, both on the bench, on the ice, everywhere? It was the Vegas Golden Knights. That's why they're leading this series right now 3-2. So if you look at who has playoff experience, I know Mitch Marner, he's relatively new to this Vegas Golden Knights organization, but with the Leafs, he's certainly had quite a bit of experience there. But guys who have taken home the hardware in the past with this Vegas Golden Knights team, William Carlson, Wild Bill, as he's often referred to, Shea Theodore, another cup winner, and Jack Eichel. I mean, those are three guys that have got it done before that are certainly going to be itching to make big things happen here. And how about the guys who have the playoff experience as far as taking home the hardware as well in the Vegas Golden Knights Cup win recently? Braden McNabb, he is out. That is huge. That, when you talk about veteran presence, how about taking him out of the equation? And same goes for Mark Stone, who is set to miss another one here. Those are two guys removed from the equation from that veteran experience talk. That is just huge for the Anaheim Ducks to take advantage of.
And we can expect this to be a hard game right from puck drop. John Ahlers and Emerson Needham will have the call of it when we come back from this commercial break. Thank you for joining us here on the pregame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.